All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, after watching his conference be shut out of the inaugural college football playoff, Big 12 Conference Commissioner Bob Bowlesby is open to the idea of adding two more teams to conference play. Now, the Big 12 Conference currently has 10 teams, and for them to have a conference championship game, they would need at least 12 members per NCAA rules. Now, of course, when the Big 12 was formed in the mid-90s, they did have 12 teams, but they saw a departure of four schools around the 2010 time. You look at Nebraska, you look at Missouri, you look at Colorado, and you look at Texas A&M. Now, A&M went to the SEC, Colorado went to the Pac-12, Missouri went to the SEC along with A&M, and Nebraska went to the Big Ten. Now, the Big 12 was able to get West Virginia from the Big East and TCU from the Mountain West, but it still puts them at 10. Now, a few years ago, I brought up the idea of the Big 12 potentially looking at both Boise State and BYU. Now, the Big 12 was trying to gauge the interest from BYU, but Brigham Young at this point has decided to remain a football independent. Now, they left the Mountain West Conference after the 2010 college football season, and they became an independent because they just simply did not want to share the television revenue with other schools. They have a lengthy deal with ESPN right now to televise their games, and for the most part, they're locked into it. They could get out of it, however, if the Big 12 was willing to talk turkey and willing to give them numbers that they would be interested in. And then you look at Boise State. This has been a school. They have not been a Division I football program for that long, not even 20 years. But what they have done, especially since 2002, this team has had a numerous double-digit win seasons, several undefeated seasons. They just came off of a year in which they upset the Arizona Wildcats in the Fiesta Bowl. So this is a team, football-wise, would bring a tremendous boost to the Big 12 Conference if both parties were interested. Now, a long shot could be the Houston Cougars and the SMU Mustangs. And the reason why I say that, just from a local nostalgic purpose, I mean, long time ago, Houston and SMU were members of the Southwestern Conference, and that goes back years to their rivalries with schools such as Texas and Baylor, who are currently in the Big 12 Conference. That right there is a long shot that you would see both of those teams in the Big 12 Conference, just due to the fact that neither one of them have really been good in football for a long time. You figure SMU finally made a bowl game in 2009 for the first time in nearly 25 years, and they are coming off of a 1-11 season. So that is not going to boost the Big 12 Conference's overall nostalgia and mystique with anybody else outside of that region, especially when it comes to a selection committee trying to pick the four members for next season's college football playoffs. Now, Houston, they've been an up-and-down team, but the thing is, every time that they get a head coach that appears to be turning their program around, he leaves. Of course, Art Briles left after 2007 to take the Baylor job, and Kevin Sumlin left after 2011 to take the Texas A&M job. From Houston's standpoint, it would be great because going to a bigger conference like the Big 12 would allow them more money and also the possibility to potentially maintain some of these coaches. But again, like I said, with Houston and SMU, it would be long shots. For my money, BYU and Boise are the more logical candidates because the Mountain West Conference will more than likely continue to get shut out of the college football playoff. It's also going to be tough for a football independent like Brigham Young. Obviously, BYU is not close to having a national championship contender right now, but money talks. Now, when you look at the other Power Five conferences, all of their schools appear to be locked into long-term TV deals. So as long as those long, lucrative television deals are in place, you won't see any of those members really ready to jump ship right now. So, I mean, the Big 12 is throwing the notion around of potentially adding two more teams. And I think maybe not right away. But somewhere down the line, they're going to have to do it, because you saw what happened this year, where Baylor and TCU probably would have been helped if the Big 12 had a conference championship game. Don't get me wrong. They played in the last week of the regular season, but you know, you have a TCU team that ran roughshod over Iowa State, and Iowa State was a bad team this year. So in spite of the fact that they blew out Iowa State, it really didn't help them, especially when you had a team like Ohio State that jumped both Baylor and TCU in the final college football playoff standings. You know, Ohio State had the benefit of playing in the Big Ten Conference title game against a Wisconsin team that was ranked, and they dominated them 59-0, and the rest is history right now. Of course, Ohio State went on to the Sugar Bowl. They did their thing against Alabama. They knocked off Oregon a few nights ago in the national championship game, and thus they are national champions. So TCU and Baylor have to sit back right now along with the rest of the Big 12 and just only imagine and wonder what could have been. So going forward, this is a conference that definitely needs to add some teams in order to get that conference title game. The Pac-12 has a title game. The Big Ten has a title game. The ACC has a title game. The SEC has a title game. Heck, even Conference USA and Conference USA has one already. The Mountain West has one already. And next season, the American Athletic Conference will have one as well. So the Big 12 Conference needs to get back into the conference title hunt. Folks, I want to thank you once again for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300pounds of sports knowledge this Monday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping all of Sunday's action from Conference Championship Day in the National Football League. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And if you are on Facebook, you can check out the page and like it at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.